670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We did mention it briefly in the program, but just a quick update on our some of our Friday picks.
Oh, yeah, how'd those go?
The Bozo parlay did not go great.
No.
But there's only one way to go, and that is up.
Yeah.
There are five of us failed to pick even a single touchdown, but that's okay. That's okay. That's why they put 18 weeks.
Someone actually said that's almost more impressive.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you got one, you're like, well, yeah, we went the other way.
Right.
0 for 5. That's okay. Because we were saving it for the survivor.
Oh, smart.
We all advanced this year. Unlike last year where I was out in the first week, we all advanced with wind. I think total we picked three different teams.
I believe the whole station outside of Nick. Somehow I thought it was me. No. The whole station
well,
outside
that might
of
have
Nick.
Been the third or fourth iteration.
No, that's true. I think the whole station outside of Nick last year was eliminated by the end of week
two. It was
two,
week two.
In the survivor. But the entire station's survivor pool.
Yep.
Nick was the only one left standing after 2 weeks. We're all alive after one.
Because a lot of us were down, believe it or not, on the Patriots last year.
Yeah.
And so a lot of us took the Bengals week one.
Big mistake.
Blew it up.
Yep.
Just destroyed. Sure. Absolutely destroyed.
Sure did.
And then some of you guys picked the Bengals this year, right? You're living on the edge.
Yeah, me and Billy.
They had 4 yards, four positive yards in the second half, but they won the game.
Had them all the way.
They won the game.
They did.
So we'll be back this Friday for another Bozo Parlay and another round of Survivor.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith, and they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
Boston Red Sox, Jones, were able to avoid this sweep at the hands of the Snakes yesterday. They dropped the first two games of the series out in Arizona, including our guy, Magnum P.I.G., a.k.a. the Big Stash, on Friday night. Couldn't even really settle into that game. That thing was already over. It was not his best performance.
Served up a tater real early. They were ready for the fastball.
Sitting fastball.
They were sitting fastball.
They were sitting fastball. Yeah, I don't know if he was tipping his pitches.
I think maybe they were cheating. The only pitch he throws.
Yeah, they were lacing it.
Yeah.
They were lacing it pretty good.
My buddy referred to you and I as mustache mushes is what he referred to
I
us.
They were going to say idiots.
Well, that. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on in the text and Twitch chat there. But no, we mushed him with the mustaches on Friday.
It might be one and done. I thought we were going to wear mustaches every Toley start. Now, the adhesive wouldn't allow for that. We have to buy new mustaches.
Well, no, I'll be a frequent. I'm going to need some sort of advanced plan in the Halloween store right down the street.
Well, I'm looking forward to going to that Spirit Halloween.
Oh, it's nice.
Stiz walked in the other day with a new Freddy Krueger t-shirt. Oh, he's like, look what I got.
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Good store in there. So I got to work on the adhesive on the mustaches, though. Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to go as Peyton Toley or Dustin May. I got to rethink my whole strategy for
the next guys. We got time. We got time.
So they, after Saturday, they had lost three in a row, but then they get a 7-4 win yesterday. Aroldis Chapman, Garrett Whitlock continue this outrageous streak.
Yeah.
Chapman's been like next level stuff. Like this is some of the best closer performance that we've seen in the history of baseball. There are some good stats. I think your guy, Boston Sports Nymph, under his new account.
Nymph at it.
Yeah. He had the 27 games, I believe, since May 17th that both Whitlock and Chapman have pitched in together.
Yeah.
They've allowed one total run. Yeah, they're insane.
Honestly, I might have taken the under on that the way they've been pitching.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't believe you. They've allowed a run.
Chapman struck out the side plus one yesterday, 4 Ks.
Yep.
In that inning, his season ERA. Any guesses?
Chapman's season ERA? Oh, it's under one now.
0.98.
Yeah, it's under one.
Under one.
Yeah.
I just saw that opponents are hitting 113 off of him this year.
Yeah, I don't even get how it's that high. It doesn't feel that high.
My buddy texted me. Oh. He was saying,
Idiots? What'd he say?
No, he said,
sick brag, bro.
bro.
Yeah. Yep.
He goes, is betting on Aroldis Chapman to win the Cy Young a buying opportunity or a sucker's bet?
I think
he's
Hart,
plus 20,000.
Hart's been championing that he should get some Cy votes.
He bet $5 on it to win over 1,000, to win two PS5s, $5.
Yeah, I mean.
What you would need,
it's a Lego Death Star.
What you would. You could get the Lego Death Star.
You forgot about our units of measure.
So what would have to happen? You'd have to have like Scooble and Crochet to like melt down over the last couple of weeks, and then maybe if he's like hasn't given up a run since May or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think
he's not gonna win.
He's not gonna beat out Scooble. He should get some votes though. I mean that's fair. It's probably not the worst dart throw in the world.
Speaking of Garrett Crochet, he is on the mound tonight, late night. The Red Sox are taking on the Sacramento Athletics, first of three from Sactown.
What time?
10:05, first pitch.
That's when it starts?
That's when it starts. 9:05 actually is when it starts, the pregame.
Oh, right
9:05
here.
9:05 right here.
Yeah, okay.
On WEEI, it'll be Garrett Crochet versus Luis Morales, who is a young right-hander, 22-year-old right-hander from Cuba. Crochet, meanwhile, his last time out wasn't his finest.
No.
So hopefully we're looking for a bounce-back performance from one Garrett Crochet. Yeah, it's tonight and tomorrow, 10:05, and then Wednesday, 3:35 are the first pitches in the series with the A's.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
All right, college football weekend. Not a lot of marquee matchups. Locally, BC lost to Michigan State in double overtime. Mm. And UMass fell to Bryant.
Oh, they did.
Bryant.
I heard Wiggy saying that game was delayed, too. I heard that. I didn't hear the result.
Delayed?
Though. Yeah. UMass lost to Bryant.
Ohio State took down Grambling 70-0.
It's a good one.
It's a bit much. Penn State only 34-0 over FIU. Georgia had another easy win. A lot of teams scheduled like the bad non-conference teams this week.
Florida lost, right? That was the big loss.
Yeah, they lost to South Florida.
Yeah, now they're ranked.
Who South is that? Florida is?
Yeah, South Florida's 18th.
Oh.
So Florida was 13th and they lost at home in the swamp to South Florida. Arizona State was ranked 12th. They lost to Mississippi State. Ooh. And Mississippi State was unranked.
Stark Vegas. Tough place to
another
play,
one of those. Clemson had a dogfight with Troy, but they did win. Oregon was home to Oklahoma State. You see that one?
Yeah, they crushed
69-3?
Nice. Crushed them.
Nice. The only ranked versus ranked game was Oklahoma, ranked 18th, defeated number 15 Michigan 24-13. And then I believe the highly paid freshman quarterback for Michigan was like yelling at players on the sideline, Bryce Underwood.
Oh, good.
He also went 9 of 24.
Good.
Thrown, which wasn't
You know
great.
What? Schefter is a Michigan alum. He likes to mix in a lot of Michigan. I didn't notice him tweeting about any of that.
No, not a lot to talk about there. And of course, Bill Belichick did get his first win, which we mentioned over Charlotte.
Good win.
He was able to defeat
Win
Charlotte.
And cover. Give him credit. They covered.
Win and cover.
Yeah.
Win and cover.
Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
This is fitting, Jones.
Yeah.
Starting tonight, hashtag dork, the podcast that I co-host.
Yeah.
We're starting football month.
Football month. Nice.
So Davey Eyeballs and I rewatched Varsity Blues. We're starting with a classic.
Ooh, good one.
So we're going to do Varsity Blues from 1999, which
time flies.
Made me sick when I found out it came out 26 years ago.
Oof.
Like, come on. No way.
No, it can't be.
So we're doing Varsity Blues, but of course we do Monday night doubleheaders on Dork. So in addition to Varsity Blues, we're also going to be doing episode one of the HBO series Task. Everybody get in on Task. It's not too late.
Okay.
Only one episode out. It's
only
a Sunday night at 9. I think it's 7 total episodes. It is from the creator of the creator of Mayor of Easttown, which was one of the best TV shows, single season TV shows of all time. I don't think that's hyperbole.
One of the best single season TV shows of all time.
With Kate Winslet.
Okay.
It was a whodunit.
Yeah.
It was great. We talked about it a lot at the station at the time. They were in the Baltimore area, I think it was. Or was it Delco? Is that the same thing? No, Delco's like, anyway, they had the accents.
Yeah.
This one takes place outside of Philadelphia, so they have accents. It's Mark Ruffalo. I'd take him or leave him. And then Tom Pelfrey, I'm a huge fan of.
Okay.
One episode in the books. Can't recommend it enough.
Okay,
we'll get in there on that.
So double dork tonight.
Uh-huh, you got that straight. Nice.
Once there was
This is Grab Bag.
Kendrick Bourne has found a new home. Oh. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. New home is his old home. Going back to the San Francisco 49ers on a one-year deal.
Yeah, they looked thin at wide receiver and tight end. They lost Kittle yesterday. Yeah. Pearsall made a bunch of plays, but okay.
He had over 100 yards, Pearsall.
Yeah, he latched on somewhere. Good.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yep.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Weekend box office. Now, not a great weekend to be at the box office. Kids are all back at school. The NFL first NFL Sunday of the season. However, The Conjuring Last Rites, which is apparently going to be the last of the Conjuring films.
Are we sure, though?
It's horror movies. You can never say never.
Okay.
Made $83 million domestically, which was far and away number one.
Wow. They're
going to be thrilled with that. They also put Hamilton in theaters.
Hamilton?
The musical?
The play?
Yeah. Made $10 million. People wanted to see it.
Did they?
$10 million says they did.
One-eighth of The Conjuring.
Well, yeah, but Conjuring, nobody's ever seen The Conjuring. Everybody's seen Hamilton,
Hamilton at this point.
Weapons in its fifth week was third, but all the way down to $5.4 million. It's made $143 total. Freakier Friday, fourth.
Oh.
Did you see? No, I'm not going to get it.
Still going strong. Did I see what?
Well, the photo of Jamie Lee Curtis that was making the rounds.
Oh, God. No, I did not.
Nick's already laughing.
Yeah.
So Billy just nods his head.
Remember that picture of Bill that we didn't know if it was real or not?
Yes.
You think this was fake?
No, this was real.
This was real. So she was doing like a promo for Disney. And let's just say she was wearing, I'll call it low cut, like a low cut shirt.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you're looking at
it?
She
indeed.
Pulls out her breast and she's juggling them.
Yeah, I got it.
They
yeah.
are lifted.
Dude, fantastic. But anyway, so Jamie Lee Curtis still throwing high heat.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Freakier Friday because everyone's like, it sure is freakier. Everyone's going nuts. And then the movie Caught Stealing was fifth. So there's your top five at the weekend
all
box
right.
office. Yeah, not bad.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Giants have now lost back-to-back games.
Went down a little
bit. And yesterday, Devers went 1-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. But yeah, cool. And they were red hot. Hot as a pistol. They remain four games out of the third and final wildcard spot in the National League. They're also tied with the Reds and only a half game up on the Snakes and the Cardinals.
A lot of competition.
A lot of competition.
They're busy. Very busy. They are 72-71, so they moved to one game over .500, although it's mixed in with a couple of losses. Still 31-40 with Devers.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Well, Jones, let's find out who was the top baseball performer from Sunday, September 7th. Was it Shohei Ohtani? 2-for-2, two home runs. Was it Otto Lopez? 3-for-4, two home runs, four RBI. Was it Eugenio Suarez? 2-for-5, two home runs, three RBI.
Good get at the deadline.
Was it Carson Kelly? 2-for-4, two home runs. Or was it Hunter Green? Seven innings,
seven.
One earned allowed with 12 strikeouts.
Oh, I do like that.
12 Ks.
Ohtani 2-for-2, two dingers. I feel like we haven't had Ohtani a ton this year.
We really haven't.
Let's go with Ohtani.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, with the Red Sox taking on the A's, we have a former A who played for many teams in his 16-year big league career.
Oh, wow.
Including the Indians, the Brewers, the Astros, the Orioles, Phillies, and Cubs. He was a relief pitcher, notably a closer.
Closer.
For many, many years. Yeah, closer for many years.
Houston Street.
Not Houston Street.
Billy Koch.
Not Billy Koch.
Ooh, great name. Yeah,
good
Billy
one.
Koch,
good
yeah.
one.
Dennis Eckersley.
Yeah. Nodak. Broke into the majors. This is odd. There's probably a backstory here.
Okay.
Had four games in 1982.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
I was way off.
Was out of the game.
Uh-huh.
He reemerged.
Uh-huh.
In 1986.
Oh.
I don't know if he rebranded or what he did. But he came back in 1986, and then he pitched all the way until 2000.
Wow.
So he pitched throughout the entire 90s.
And you identify him as a closer specifically with the A's.
I would say, well, I would identify him as a closer.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if necessarily with the A's. I'll also tell you this.
Yeah.
He was a five-time All-Star.
Okay. Where were those All-Star seasons?
Good question. 88 with Cleveland, 89 with Cleveland, 90 with Cleveland, 92 with Houston, 94 with Philly. He last pitched with the A's at 43 years
Dennis
old.
Dennis Martinez?
No.
Oh.
Not Dennis Martinez. He had a career.
Jose Mesa?
No. Joey Tables? No.
Norm Charlton?
No. Oh. Norm Charlton. 43 saves in 1990. MVP finishes of 14th, 15th, 20th, and 23rd.
Wow.
Nothing to sneeze
at. So 90 was with Oakland?
He was.
No. Cleveland.
No, 90 he was in Cleveland.
All-Stars.
Who?
Yeah, I just told you. 88, 89, 90 with Cleveland.
Oh.
92 with Houston, 94 with Philly. Those were his All-Star games.
I thought that was a name guess.
He pitched only twice in the postseason. 98 with Cleveland, 2000 with Oakland.
98 with Cleveland?
He had a career 3.30 ERA.
Did he wear glasses?
He did not.
I'm quitting and
don't believe.
I've looked.
You nickname?
Good question, Bill. According to Baseball Reference, Mild Thing.
Mild Thing?
His nickname was Mild Thing.
Is it Doug Jones?
He got it!
Doug Jones, the nice mustache, right?
Yeah.
I cheated and
tied back into Friday's show.
Twitch chat had it.
Dude, Mild Thing?
Mild Thing is real good. Did you not know that? You just looked it up right there?
No, I think that's one I feel like I've heard, then forgot. I would not have guessed that.
Mild Thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty hilarious.
Okay. I don't remember him very clearly. Doug Jones.
Doug Jones. Remember there's Doug Jones and there was Todd Jones? These guys were just closers, like old closers?
I thought I had it with Jose Mesa.
Yeah. No.
Not the case. Okay. Well, that's your random ball player.
Five-time All-Star.
Real nice.
Yeah.
What happened between 82 and 86?
There's a movie there.
There's at least a 30 for 30 there.
Yeah.
That's true.
He made $17 million.
Nice. Good, solid career.
Yep.
There for Mild Thing. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy and Drake May today on a Patriots Monday. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. Must tune in for every day, but especially today. Next.
670 The Score's Mullen Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullen Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
All right, back around Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on this Patriots Monday. It is time now, though, Jones, for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, like every Patriots Monday, we have tight end Hunter Henry on the program. And did something a little bit different, inspired by our interview with him last week.
Gave us what I thought was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Last week, we were having some fun. We kept asking you about how surprised you were and surprising questions. So you gave us the idea to come up with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Yeah, and if you could, answer on a scale of 1 to 85. 85 being the most surprised you've ever been. 1 being you're not surprised at all. And we'll ask you a different question each week. Let's get to it, Nick.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out Bruce Willis was dead the whole time in The Sixth Sense?
Guys, what are we doing?
1 to 85.
Okay, I don't know, man. 40.
48. Okay. I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Unreal that it was a 40.
Yeah, you still can't get over that.
No, it's one of the great twists in movie history.
Wow.
He wasn't surprised.
Guys, what are we doing?
Almost at all.
I'm happy it's the first time he's asking that because we've wondered that.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
Right in the middle on that scale?
Uh-huh.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
I already told you it's like an 80, 81. 85 being the most surprised.
Panic answer.
Yeah,
a little bit of a panic answer.
So. I think it caught him off guard. I think he was a little thrown off.
I do
off,
think
he
didn't want to tip the scale either way.
Correct.
When in doubt, go right down the middle.
First time we broke out the scale, so he says, all right, well, this is the first one. If they ask me something crazy next week, I need to leave myself some leeway.
It could always tie or something along those lines. But
So stay tuned.
Maybe you've never seen it.
The Hunt. Oh, that's
true. He could have said that.
You could have created a massive spoiler.
Yeah, but then we have a Christian Gonzalez situation there.
Yeah.
No, we're good. It's been out for 25 years. I think we're good.
We'll stay tuned.
Yep.
On Monday, next Patriots Monday, for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. Andy Hart is here for WEEI Afternoons. You guys got Drake May today.
We do. How long till we have Hunter Henry?
Wouldn't be the first time.
It would not.
I guess migrate away from the midday show. You got Drake May today.
Yeah, Marcus Jones at 3:15. Drake May, TBD probably after that.
Okay. Rough go for the Pats. You and Ted... certainly saw that. I know you guys were much more down on the Patriots than Keith and I were.
Yep.
So you saw it coming.
You called the loss.
I picked a 7-point win for the Raiders, so it seemed about right. It was weird because there were aspects of that game that were better than I expected. Like, I think the offensive line, for some reason, I'm more optimistic on the offensive line than a lot of
people.
They were
fine, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of ripping of Will Campbell, ripping of Morgan Moses, PFF grade this. Now, they didn't run the ball. I thought they'd be able to run the ball. They didn't run the ball. I didn't expect the pass defense to suck as much as it did. They clearly have to scheme it up to get pressure. Like, they got pressure, but it was by scheming it up, sending blitzes. When it was just a 4-man rush, I didn't really see $190 million in the middle of that defense getting its money's worth. But I also haven't changed anything for the season. I thought they were going to lose to the Raiders and win 7, maybe 8 games. I think they lost to the Raiders and are still going to win maybe 8 games. So I'm kind of even-keeled. The one thing I will say... You got a get-right game coming up that I don't know who's getting right. Whether the Dolphins get right against you or you get right against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So, a lot to unpack because Fitzy and I had our 3.5-minute post-game show last night. So,
you going to replay
it? We're frothing at the mouth. Yeah, we probably should.
You should.
Replay
it
and use that as the leaping off
point.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, so what? You had a 4-minute?
I'm sure you listened last
night. I did. I was locked in. 4-minute post-game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it happened at 7:51 because the Red Sox were in between the Patriots game.
Big Sox
win
over
football. Right,
okay. Yeah, I get it. Well, yeah. So
we got out at 7:54:30 like champs though.
We were the music
right
played.
Time.
We got out.
Good.
We didn't screw anything up.
Professionals,
guys. First of all, great show. Electric segment, by the way, with Hunter Henry. The surprise question of the.
That is my favorite piece of audio on the station today.
He grunted and groaned the second.
Are you surprised that he wasn't that surprised?
Well, yeah, that was terrible. There's no way he really believes it was a 40.
I was way more surprised.
Way more surprised.
What is an 80?
I didn't see that coming.
Hopefully, by the end of the season, we'll find out.
Are you just going to continue with Shyamalan movies first?
That's not that idea. They're all Shyamalan.
I was inspired.
The Village. It was actually Modern Time.
He's made of glass.
Yeah.
So I was inspired on the way in. I wrote down just a couple suggestions maybe for
surprise
questions.
Good. Yeah, let's jump
for Hunter Henry. Here we go. Okay. Number one, how surprised were you when JK had a dong in the crying game?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I did get crying game. Mm-hmm.
That was suggested. Yep. Greg Hill actually texted me. He said 84. 84 for crying game. He did.
How surprised were you when Capone's vault was empty during the Geraldo Rivera special?
Geraldo would have been like an 85.
Okay. Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
He was an
How surprised were you when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars?
I was very surprised.
One, yeah.
Okay.
78. Yeah.
How surprised were you when Karen Reed was not guilty?
Stiz. Still.
Stiz, yeah.
He's still
writing papers
Stiz
about it.
Stiz was an 85.
That was like a 10.
How surprised were you when Darth Vader was revealed to be Luke's dad?
That could be next week's.
Spoiler.
That's good. Yeah.
Now we're venturing into more spoilers.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And then if you really want to be edgy, you can go into some other events that take place later this week, but we won't mention that.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, that good stuff.
Okay. I like it.
So you guys got the quarterback today.
Indeed.
Patriots Monday rolls on with Hart and Fitzy, WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. We will talk to you tomorrow, 10 o'clock. It's Tier Tuesday. It's Tommy Tuesday. We got a key for madness for you, so we'll talk to you then.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.